Good morning. I am Emmalyn Wazileski, and I am the chorus teacher at the intermediate high school. My students affectionately refer to me as Mrs. Waz. I would like to take this time to welcome you to our first ever broadcast on the Butler Radio. We are so grateful for this opportunity to communicate with everyone in our district. All of your teachers have a lot of fun plans for you, so don't forget to tune into this segment every day. My students know how much I love Mondays. Mondays are for fresh starts, but I have to say that this Monday feels a little bit weird. It feels confusing, kind of like it's indescribable. Normally, Mondays are full of greeting students and catching up on what fun was had over the weekend. But today, the teachers don't get to see you. To all of our students, if you feel weird or confused or funny or sad or just anything, know that your teachers feel exactly the same. We miss you, we love you, and we cannot stop thinking about you. And most importantly, we are excited to be connecting with you through mediums like this, as well as all of the other online platforms that we are quickly launching. All your teachers are thinking about right now is you. Normally, my students would expect that I'm going to teach them about something within the content of music. But today, I am actually talking to you as a PBIS coach instead of as a music teacher. So as we begin this Monday and focus on our fresh start, I am here to talk to you about our PBIS program at the intermediate high school. Mrs. Bailey already introduced STORM, which is the PBIS program at the senior high school. Across our districts, you will find many similarities between each PBIS program. Before I go any further, let me give you a quick recap on what PBIS is. PBIS stands for School-Wide Positive Behavior Interventions and Support. It is a system for the entire school population, meaning every student, every teacher, and every faculty member is a part of PBIS. The characteristics of PBIS are part of the reason we, as teachers, love this program so much. Let me tell you about a few of these characteristics. The interventions are planned and positive rather than reactive and punitive. Conditions contributing to inappropriate behavior are carefully managed or even eliminated. Multiple opportunities for positive corrective feedback are created while negative critical feedback is eliminated or eliminated. Prosocial behaviors are taught directly, practiced frequently, and made into a routine so that they become automatic. To restate those characteristics in a very simple way, PBIS is proactive and it's positive. It's all about rewards and learning how to appropriately behave so that students can have the best academic and the best social experience possible at the Butler Intermediate High School. Loving school is something we take very seriously as a group of teachers at the Intermediate High School. PBIS makes a positive experience the complete and total focus of the way teachers plan and the way that students learn. PBIS is a newer initiative within our school district, and it is brand new at the intermediate high school. Because it is new, I would like to give you a little bit of background as to why Mr. Dobransky put this in place. PBIS enables schools to focus on corrective behaviors that build pro-school values in all of the students. As teachers, we now have a program encouraging not just academic learning, but also catering lessons to the behavior needs of every child. This planning allows every single child to learn better. PBIS assumes that not all students enter school with the same disposition, skills, or understanding of how to conduct themselves in every social situation. To give my classroom as a simple example, music was always comfortable for me. I loved to sing when I was in junior high. Some of my students come in and sing for me in the morning, or they come in and sing for me during lunchtime. And often they're just sharing a song with me that they feel really fits their voice, or they feel I might enjoy hearing. Some of my students are talking about solo tryouts 6 months before we've even thought about our concerts. But PBIS reminds me, as a teacher, that not every child may have that same disposition. I have many students that might cry or quit or be scarred for life if I handed them a microphone and made them sing in front of the class. This could lead to negative behaviors from individual students, or it could create a very uncomfortable and very unsafe learning environment within my classroom. PBIS is all about safety and giving students equal ground to stand on. Whether they want to sing or soloist or not, they are a critical member of my class. It is important that they feel safe. A frequent thought often creeps in by many students and many adults. If I am a chorus teacher, or Mrs. Neely Aldridge is an English teacher, or Mrs. Bodimer is a math teacher, or if Mr. Cochran is a history teacher, then why in the world are we planning our lessons about teaching students what is positive or what is good behavior? The answer to this question is very simple. My colleagues at the intermediate high school create positive, authentic relationships with their students. We love our students. We care about our students. And because we know far more about our students than if they can solve algebraic equations or if they can correctly use homophones, we understand them. We know their triggers and how they respond to different situations. We can actually alter the delivery of our content to focus on their needs. We make it our goal to do what is good, what is right, and what is best for every single child in our classroom. A favorite quote of educators was written by Herner, and it reads, "If a child doesn't know how to read, we teach them to read. If a child doesn't know how to swim, we teach them to swim. If a child doesn't know how to multiply, we teach them to multiply. If a child does not know how to drive, we teach them to drive. If a child doesn't know how to behave, what do we do?" Why can't we finish the last sentence as automatically as we do the others? PBIS has set a paradigm shift in the mindset of social and academic education. We are doing what is good, what is right, and what is best for our students through this program. Let me tell you about some of the amazing things that we are doing at the intermediate high school. SOAR is our version of Mrs. Bailey's program at the high school. SOAR stands for Safety, Ownership, Attitude, and Respect. We focus on these concepts in many ways throughout the school year. We have academic time on Tuesdays and on Thursdays, and it includes lessons that help students develop an understanding for why safety, ownership, attitude, and respect are important. These lessons are discussion-based, which allows for students to formulate their own thoughts and explore ways as to how to positively live out their experience at the intermediate high school. Our teachers guide and mentor these conversations in small, class-sized groups, creating a safe environment for students of differing dispositions, skills, or understandings of how to conduct themselves in the many events of a school day. We have a wide range of topics, from coming to school on time, to how to behave in a cafeteria, or how to navigate the hallway appropriately. We talk about how to help others. We talk about random acts of kindness, and the list goes on and on. Based on the needs we see during the school day or during a certain week, we cater these lessons to talk about what behavior education would be meaningful to our students in those current moments. Another way we implement our SOAR program is through our Blue Ticket program. Each faculty member and staff member in our school has blue tickets. These tickets can be awarded any place, any time, for a multitude of reasons. Last week, I gave students blue tickets for some of the following events: helping another student, following rehearsal expectations in chorus class, turning in a missed assignment that I really, really needed back, helping to clean up in the cafeteria, saying something positive to another child, and smiling while they were singing. Not because they wanted me to see them smile, but just because they were really enjoying that song in that moment. These tickets were randomly given to my students by me. They were not premeditated, but instead, they were spur-of-the-moment choices. Blue tickets are often the concept of catching a student doing something good. In many classrooms, blue tickets are turned into jars or buckets or bins, and at the end of the week, teachers randomly select a blue ticket winner in each class. Each teacher does their reward system differently. In some academic classes, students receive bonus points or homework passes, or maybe their choice of their seat for the next week. In my class, my students love to earn time singing karaoke. They love to earn time learning about musicals. And of course, they love earning talkies. A seventh grader will do almost anything for the chance to earn a spicy bag of chips. At the intermediate high school, the teachers cater the blue ticket system in their classes to the interest of their class. Our gold ticket system is the highest level of reward in our school. Teachers receive gold tickets in their faculty mailbox on a rotating basis. When they receive a gold ticket, they are given the task of awarding that ticket on that day to an outstanding student. If I was a parent listening right now, I would be asking myself, what makes an outstanding student? Well, the definition is different for each faculty member in our building. Outstanding students may have made a huge turnaround with their grade in a certain class. Or maybe a child did something kind and selfless for another student in our building. Or maybe a child just works hard day after day, lesson after lesson, all the time. Those are all outstanding things for a student to do. The focus is not so much on what defines an outstanding student, but instead, what outstanding act a student has performed on a special day that they received that gold ticket. I have the opportunity of rewarding the students that receive gold tickets. When they come down to the library during seventh period, their faces are beaming. Often, Mrs. Snyder or Mrs. Herzog and I will ask the students, "What did you do to earn this?" 3 minutes later, our hearts are completely melted, not just by the student's story of how they earned the gold ticket, but often by their pride in what they had done. These students are entered into a bingo board outside of our library, and then they're entered into a gift card raffle. 15 minutes can turn into a lot of words. So for all of my students out there, take a deep breath. These last 2 minutes are addressed specifically to you from me. SOAR does not stop because we are not at the intermediate high school right now. As a student, I know that you are stressed. And I will tell you as a teacher, I am stressed. And did you know that as parents, your parents are extremely stressed? I began this segment with, I love Mondays because they are for fresh starts. My students, please understand how hard this Monday is for everyone. I'd like to give you a few ideas as to how you can soar at home. Be safe at home by making good decisions. My students know my rule. If you have to ask me, then it is probably not a good idea. This takes care of the S in SOAR. You can make safe decisions while you are learning from home. Take ownership of your schoolwork and choose to help out at home. Once you've completed your assignments for the day, consider taking some ownership by completing 2 or 3 chores at home. Clean your room. Make your parents lunch. Empty the dishwasher. You have no idea how much that might help your parents and ease a little bit of their stresses. Completing your schoolwork and doing a few small chores at home takes care of the O in SOAR. You can help by taking ownership in this situation while you are learning online. Dr. White recommended creating a routine. Work with your parents to make a routine at home. By creating a routine, your attitude will embrace the situation going on. See, often our attitude is a direct response to our routine in our situation. This would take care of the A in SOAR. Your attitude can be fantastic while you are learning from home. And wouldn't you know, SOAR saves the best for last. In grades 7, 8, and 9, we sometimes forget to think about the feelings of others. R stands for respect. Each and every time you feel frustrated, lost, confused, sad, or even overwhelmed, take a second and think before you speak and think before you react. You gain nothing through disrespect, and you gain everything through respect. The R in SOAR is what I want you to focus on the most in this time that you are learning from home. You can be respectful while you are learning from home. I am running short on time, but I'll be back on the radio show to talk about music another day. Out of all the things I've said today, students, remember to soar at home.